Hello, and welcome to the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project of Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. You know, this is a historic day. This is a historic day in America. Today we have Barack Obama, who's being inaugurated as President of the United States. And part of today's meditation, possibly all of it, will be connecting us with that energy for this day. For whatever we have expectation for him, and expectation is a very, in quote, dangerous place to be, I rather you shift to expectancy than expecting. With a childlike curiosity versus an expectation with an adult commitment, judgment, opinion. Whatever expectancy we have, the reality, the truth, will happen a lot to do with where we are inside. As we do these meditations, we know we transform the outside from our inside. So we're totally aligned with that, and we'll bring that into our awareness today for this meditation. Before we begin today's meditation and open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the divine instruments of peace, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 154. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. You know, this is true for each of us, and it's especially true to see it from this light today regarding the inauguration of this new president. This president who so much in America is being believed he is to perform. So much he has promised to perform. There's a lot of expectancy around him being present because of the time we live in right now, because of the particularly the economic crisis that has become so evident no one could miss it, beginning with October of this past year, although in retrospect economists see it going back for probably a good year, a year and a quarter. So let's look at this message today. Be patient. You know, the word patient really means not what we think, calm. It means suffer. Literally means suffer, as in terms of a medical situation. To be patient is to endure the suffering, the pain, the trouble, and to do so without complaining, to calmly tolerate delay and confusion. So we are guided to know to be patient. Things may not happen in a snap of a finger in our time, as so many people are expecting. Situations, markets, economies, employment, prosperity to change overnight. We are guided, be patient, to calmly, without complaining, tolerate the delay. And the delay is not that it's a delay, it's our expectation of delay, because things happen in God's time, not ours. We're told that peace and fulfillment come in God's time. Peace, freedom from war, civil strife, harmony. And that's what we really are. We are in an economic war, if you will, and it's not just here in America. It is across the globe. People have made choices. Businesses have made choices that have led to this moment in time. Not necessarily any one of us on this call, but as a collective consciousness, as a collective humanity, choices were made that have caused economic strife and have caused physical and civil war across the globe. For all things really come from that belief about what someone thinks their economic stability is based on. We are told that harmony will come in God's time, not ours. Fulfillment comes in God's time, not ours. To carry out as promised, Barack Obama has promised many things to become elected president. regardless of our politics, regardless of how you voted, it's about knowing that the only time that matters is now. Fulfillment, the promise to bring the economic strife and all the other things that are promised to completion, to an end, again, may not happen even in His time. It's God's time. Not when we want it, because time is what's suitable and proper, what we think, and yet we are told it's God's time. We don't really know what God thinks. We don't know all the reasons on the bigger scale of things, most likely karmic as well, that have happened before that brought us to this point in America and across the globe. The time is suitable and proper as God deems. And the period that it happens is not when we necessarily desire and wish, because that's a place coming from ego, not spirit. It's happening as God expects it to unfold based on the choices we make, have made in the past, and the choices we make right now. So again, we are guided to really hold the space for peace and fulfillment. Hold the space that Barack Obama and the team of advisors he has brought to be with him will be aligned with the highest good. Not our good, not his good, not his team's good, not even America's good, whatever we think that is. The highest good. And know that that is what's going to play out as long as we keep that centered in our hearts. And remember that we are not at the effect of whatever decisions he makes or doesn't make. We are the effect of what decisions we make from our heart self. And when we trip ourselves up, it's because we get caught up in our head self. So I bless you and thank you for taking this moment to be aligned with this message today, to really let it resonate with you. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. What that means for you personally, for any disharmony you may be going through right now, any personal war or civil unrest inside of you, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. And for the greater self, those in America, across this country, and those across the globe. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. So we will keep this message in mind as we go into our meditation today. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. The love and light that's all around you. And if you need to, simply imagine the golden white light of the sun flowing into you, or the pure milky white light of the moon pouring into your heart center with every breath. Breathing it in, this beautiful, brilliant, golden white light into your heart center now. Feeling the warmth and the peace as you breathe into your heart center and allow yourself to flow in a spiraling circle inside. See that light inside. There may be many lights inside. Pick the one shining, twinkling star inside of you, in the cosmos, who you are. Breathing into that light. And as you do, noticing it's vibrating, it's firing, it's pulsating presence inside of you, becoming one with that light. It may take on different colors. Feel the absolute wonder, curiosity, gratefulness, and joy as you watch that light and find yourself becoming closer and closer, drawn into that light, that peace, that love, that resides inside of you. For you are one with the cosmos. You are one with the heavens. You are one with God consciousness, now and forever. And it starts inside of you. Feel that peace as you become one, as you meld with this light inside of you. Feel the peace as this light and you are one, radiating every center of your cells and atoms now. Every organ, every artery, every vein, every capillary. The light inside of you is bathing every part of you with peace, harmony, and prosperity. Transforming your DNA by simply releasing the thought forms you unknowingly took on. And as this brilliant golden white light and all the colors that you see within your heart center, and you may go through different colors as you continue to breathe inside, become one with this light. Know that you are being transformed back to your true nature, your pure, powerful, spiritual nature, your true essence. The energy of all creation. Feel that love. Feel that harmony. Feel that peace. Time does not matter here. Here we can become lost with the love and light. And that's what it takes. An awareness that we are here right now. We are in this place of purity, of peace, of harmony, of prosperity. We are one with that right now. All we have to do is remember this feeling. Remember seeing the world with this inner vision, feeling the world from the inside out, feeling this love, this oneness, this peace, this harmony, as it simply transforms every other thought form that is other than peace, harmony, and prosperity. So it becomes your pure nature again. We are simply releasing all the things we have taken on through this time and other times that have taken us away from who we are. Pure, powerful children of God. That's your nature. You are a pure, loving, creating being. And we have come together to create peace, to create heaven on earth now in this time. Knowing as we open our hearts up and our inner mind up to our true essence, our soul essence, and connect with other like-minded spirits doing the same. It's just a matter of God's right timing. It simply happens globally. Be in this space of complete joy and belief, total, total surrender in the highest sense of the word. knowing the powerful presence who we are, fully embracing peace with every choice, love with every choice, harmony with every choice, prosperity with every choice. Knowing that oftentimes that means saying no when you're inclined to say yes. Saying no with grace to anything and anyone that takes you away from this peace that you are in right now. Feel that love. Knowing that we are going to bring this back into our physical reality in just a few moments. And you carry this peace with you all the time. You are not separate from it. You are not separate from being the child of God who you are, the creator who you are, the loving being who you are. You are that all the time, now and forever. Let's expand our inner view, and in your mind's eye, let's see and feel for this moment now what some believe, although it's not physically there, the center of America. No, it's not the middle of America. It's the seat of government in Washington, D.C., the place where the origins of this country are associated with when we became a nation of law. And whether we like that concept or not, that is what even astrologers go by. So we focus our attention on Washington, D.C., our inner eye, our inner vision, and take this peace we feel and know and see inside of us to this land. The area called Washington, D.C., a place at noontime today where new history is being made. The inauguration of the first Black African American president, who has so many expectations on him for so many reasons beyond being president. Allow ourselves to be the advance team and send out this pure love that's in our heart to this whole area called Washington, D.C., specifically the steps of the Capitol, where the inauguration will take place. And in your mind's eye, see this man called Barack Obama. Even if you don't know his advisors, sense his advisors, his team, sense the senators and the representatives. Sense other political leaders from around the globe. See and feel the pure love essence who you are at your heart center, being sent out as a radiating center of love who you are, the rays of light to that area now, bathing it with pure love. Pure love of the highest order. Pure love without any expectation. Simply love as God loves. Knowing that each of us makes our way based on the choices we make. We fulfill whatever our life purpose is in this lifetime. And so it is for Barack Obama and all who serve with him at this time at the government level. Simply from your heart center, knowing you are a radiating center of love, send love, the love, the peace, the harmony, the prosperity, who you are right now to him and his team. The team who voted for him, the team that didn't. For right now, one's politics doesn't matter. One's humanity is far bigger. We send love. We send this light. We send this peace. We send this harmony. With the absolute purest intention, knowing all is well, with a simple prayer from our hearts, that all are guided to fulfill God's will now under grace. We bless them and thank them as if it is already done, for fulfilling God's will under grace. Not our will, not our time. God's will for the highest and best good for all concerned under grace. Allowing Barack Obama and his team the space they need, the time they need to fulfill God's will in God's time. We may feel we are suffering. We may feel pain. And we simply know all is well. All is well. All is well right now. All is well at noontime today. All is well tomorrow and all the tomorrows. We stay centered in our higher self, our God self, the center of our inner universe, knowing all is well. Regardless of what may or may not happen on the surface by Barack Obama and his team. Sending from our hearts to their hearts pure love essence from our collective hearts now. Knowing that right timing is not in their hands or our hands. It's in God's hands. All is well as we continue to stay centered in peace, in love, in harmony from the inside out. We bless you and thank you all who serve in Washington, all who serve across this nation, to all people who hold this space and are part of this great nation, to all people across the globe who hold the space for peace in their country and the world. Even if we do not know how, we are doing it now. From the inside out, from our heart center now, feeling that peace, being the radiating center of love who you are, knowing you're joining with millions of heart centers across the globe, in peace and harmony, in love and prosperity. In knowing this from the inside out, all is well now and forever. And now it's time to come back into your heart center, reconnecting with that purity inside of you, that oneness inside of you, the cosmos inside of you, seeing that radiating light who you are, shining from the inside out, shining every cell and atom of your being, every thought form, every action that follows every thought form. Choosing the higher path. Choosing to listen from a place of peace and knowingness that all is well. Being who you are, being the child of God who you are, being the creator of peace, harmony, and prosperity inside of you and outside of you and across this nation of America and this globe, this planet of Mother Earth now. Feel the largeness who you are, one person, and so large, such peace, such expansiveness. Remember this feeling and allow it to work with you throughout the day and night, every day and night. And now we come together. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position and say, I bless you and thank you. All is well. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
It is done, and it is done. Namaste.